On the 3rd of August 2021, Future Media interviewed the First Lady of Namibia, Monica Geingos, about her experiences and lessons learned during her Love Protects COVID awareness campaign. This is a portion of that discussion, facilitated and supported by the United Nations Namibia. We've now spoken about the misinformation that has been discussed, and we know that there are still people very much clinging to misinformation for whatever reason, hesitancy, fear, mistrust. You mentioned that 4 billion people have taken the vaccine, and you know, there's the conspiracy theory of it's all population control, world control. And I always say, do you really think that all the medical workers in the entire world are being paid off, and all the government officials in the entire world? Have you ever tried to keep a secret?
Hello, ask me. I'm the politician's wife.
So you tell one or two people, and exactly, everyone knows. So it's very unlikely that there's a world conspiracy amongst millions and millions and millions of people. But what are some of the public perceptions that you feel you did manage to debunk? Some of the public perceptions that you feel you did make way in actually misspelling that misinformation?
So the treatment options, certainly, because there were people with very interesting ideas of how to treat COVID. And I think people like Dr. Kashitai, people like Dr. Bruve have been instrumental in this country in terms of just telling us the truth about what treatments work, but ultimately telling us that your money, your privilege, your education, your status is not going to protect you from a virus that is replicating in your body with no stopping. We've seen heads of states pass. We've seen prime ministers. We've seen multimillionaires passing. So power and privilege doesn't protect you. What protects you is acting quickly. So going to the doctors immediately, really knowing what your stats are. We got our blood taken every single day because they wanted to see our viral load, which allowed them to make certain decisions around our treatment options. So I think they got that right. To say to people, don't panic. There are certain clinical progressions that we watch before you get serious. Not everybody who's going to get COVID is going to die. As a matter of fact, it's a very small proportion. The last statistic I saw from the Ministry of Health is that it's the fatality rate in Namibia is about 1.64%. Now, there was a lot of theories about this. So obviously, if your number of cases rise, the numbers of people who are going to die will rise as well. So instead of understanding that part, I saw a medical doctor on a public platform saying, oh yeah, but since we got COVID in April, 500 people died. But since May 2021, 1,500 people died, and it's coinciding with vaccines. And I thought, but this is an educated person saying this. The higher your infection rates, the higher the number of your deaths. It's as simple as that. So we did manage to dispel some of that. I also think, I hope, there was a time where anti-vaxxers were on social media and in the public domain without shame. Whereas now I think they're a little bit more circumspect. They're a little bit more covert. They haven't entirely gone away, but they're not as loud as they were in the beginning. And I think media houses like yourselves have done such a responsible job, particularly those who have radio waves, literally, because I know from the community I come from in the north, not a single old person does not have a radio station. So if misinformation starts coming through our radios, to the right information. There's one specific radio station I will not give any credit to because they've been big, big disseminators of disinformation. And I really do believe that there's going to be a moment where the media must start holding itself accountable because everybody has done this fantastic job. Then you've got this one outlier. But the public regards that as media. So they believe that, and they bring anti-vaxxers on, and we hope he makes it. But one of their most prominent anti-vaxxers is in his life, is in the hospital right now, fighting for his life of a virus that he said on radio doesn't exist, is just a flu. And I wish once he has recovered, he'll go back to that radio and say, I was wrong. because there are people who respect him, who listen to him, and made decisions about their health based on his views. So I think the media role in Namibia, not in many countries, has been exemplary. And I really want to commend you as well for your campaign. I have been noticing the exceptional work that you've been doing. And I know that you've also got the same angry responses we've gotten on certain issues, because there are people who get angry when you tell them this isn't the best treatment or please do vaccinate. So thank you for that.
Thank you.
I think our hope is also when someone, or to make the Namibian public, people that have been hesitant, people that have been making decisions based on inaccurate information, that they will realize there's no shame in saying I was wrong.
Yes.
There's no shame in saying I have changed my mind. Yes. Because I think so often as humans, we lash out in anger because we feel ashamed, because we feel attacked personally. We feel persecuted and judged. And that's been, I think, such a cornerstone of this Love Protects All the campaigns that have used this, is that there is no shame in saying, I was wrong, I have better information now, I am going to change my mind. We'd love for people to say that. We'd love for each and every one of us to feel comfortable in saying that and knowing that the medical experts and everyone else that has been involved in driving this message will not say, yeah, I told you so. Yeah. That's not going to be the response. The response is going to be, we are so happy. We are so happy that you've been able to make a responsible decision with information that you are now comfortable with.
I think this is I fully agree with you. I fully agree with you. I think we must, I was the first person to say I was wrong for not getting vaccinated earlier. And we must own up to that, because all I feel is a deep gratitude that I'm alive. But more than that, I think there's also an existential crisis happening, where there is something in my mind that is questioning the meaning of life. And there is something saying to me that if ever there was a moment for us as humanity, but for us more specifically as Namibians, to get together and work really in the same direction, it's now. And if we can't do it now, we can never do it. So there's so much attached to the meaning of getting behind the same trajectory, believing the same set of information, because that doesn't make us the same. We're still going to disagree about ideological, political, social, economic issues. But for now, let's get over this existential crisis that faces all of us so that we can be alive to disagree later.
Yeah.
And we're losing too many valuable people. And some of the deaths, there's nothing that could have been done. But some of the deaths, there is something that we can do. And future deaths, we now know better.
That was a part of the interview Future Media had with Namibia's First Lady, Monica Geingos. Stay tuned to hear the rest of the interview or find the whole discussion on futuremedia.com.na under podcasts.